welcome to another episode of Vince of the Wild podcast. I am Rob, and today I have a super cool guest that is going to have so many interesting things to say here about some of the industry stuff. And I want to introduce right now Terry Pei, and he is the Senior Vice President of Product Development in the Linux Corporation. So, Terry, glad you came.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Actually, I say glad you came, but I'm actually at your place. So,
glad to have you. I'm glad to be here.
All right. So let's get right into this. So tell me a little bit about what you do at Linux.
So I've been with Linux now almost 13 years, and my job is to make sure that the products, the coatings that we offer to the franchise network are of the highest quality and best performance. My background is chemistry. I formulate the coatings for Linux, and I also have a great team of chemists and chemical engineers that we formulate and we test all day long in Huntsville, Alabama.
So you're like the trifecta. You're super good looking, great personality, and super smart. Man,
I don't know. Very flattered that you say, but again, great team, and I work for a great company for sure.
That's cool. So, how'd you get started? Let's go back to that.
Yeah. So my background's in chemistry. I'm a chemist. I was working for a company.
Where'd you go to school?
Long Beach State.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
My wife got her master's from Long Beach State.
Great, great. So I was working for a company, and we were in the into the weeds with chemistry, but it was the polyester world where fiberglass, you're familiar with any of the fiberglass surfboards, boats, yep. I was in that industry for about 6 years, and I was approached by Linux to come on and help diversify its coating offerings. They specialize in polyurethane, polyurea chemistry. I took it as a good challenge, an opportunity to grow, not professionally, but also personally for myself. And been a great road for 13 years, I could tell you that.
So does Long Beach State always hit you up for money?
Like
alumni money? They don't? They don't hit you up like alumni? Yeah. No? Oh, man. Every week I get a phone call from my kid's school.
Right.
And it drives me crazy. Like the $40,000 we pay a year isn't enough.
And it's rising from what I see. And again, without fast forwarding, so the company is in Huntsville, Alabama anymore, formerly in Costa Mesa. So I've been, a little bit removed from Southern California for about 5 years.
So I love the idea of moving out of Southern California into somewhere like Huntsville, Alabama. I'm a big Southwest guy. I love Arizona. I love Utah, all that kind of thing. But tell me about, before we get into some of the Linux stuff, I just want to know about Huntsville.
Yeah, Huntsville, before myself, I moved out there in early 14. Huntsville, if you're not familiar with it, it is coined Rocket City, USA. Wernher von Braun came in and developed the first, basically the first rocket that went to the moon.
Cool.
Yep, we quote unquote stole him from Germany. We got him to come to the South for some, and for a reason to build, obviously our space program.
Yep.
And he chose Huntsville, Alabama for many reasons. The Tennessee River, back then they were doing a lot of transport, and the Tennessee River fingers into many of those states.
When was that? Do you know?
Oh, great question.
At least?
I want to say Roosevelt years.
Oh, cool.
I'm not 100% sure. Don't quote me on that one.
Yeah.
But we do have the Marshall Space Center and the Rocket Center. If you're ever in Huntsville, history
is there.
I'm going to
roll through next month.
Perfect. Love to have you.
Next month. Yeah. Hopefully I get out there to visit you and visit the headquarters and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Good.
So when it comes to cultures, you grew up in Southern California?
Yes, sir.
Like how long?
Oh, man. 36 years, born and raised here, Southern California. And again, just been traveling across the country for work over the years, but never transplanted my family until this move to Huntsville, Alabama.
And what do you think?
It's great. I'm not, born and raised in SoCal, the beach, the outdoors, the surfing, the snowboarding, it's all near and dear to my heart.
Yep.
But going out into the South, the country, we'll call it, it's a different lifestyle, which I've accepted, and it's great, and my full family's acclimated. It's been
a great
move. Yeah, great move.
Was it hard for the kids?
That was a great question. My kids, I had a six-year-old at the time, and I have a newborn that was actually born in Alabama when we first arrived there. That was my fear, right?
Just drive straight to the hospital.
No, so funny. great. I like that comment because my wife and I've met my wife, Amy, she was 8.5 months pregnant when we moved. It was literally the last day she could fly. She was holding on to SoCal as long as she can, you know, in her flip-flops and her, you know, her shorts. And we land in, you know, in Huntsville, Alabama, and it was 10 degrees.
Wow. What month was that?
It was February. Oh, it was early February.
Is there a lot of snow out there or just cold?
It gets cold. We get four seasons, and we roughly get about a week of snow a year. Oh, cool. So it's part of the Tennessee Valley, so we'll get some snow, but not a lot to call a snowstorm or whatever.
There you go. Yeah. And six is still young enough to.
Yeah. Oh, she acclimated really quick. Great school.
Did she?
Not as quickly. So you know, moving there, we did hold on to our house here in Lakewood, California, just in case. But the market turned for the better and sold it a couple years ago.
Yep.
But you know, we travel back and forth with the family out in SoCal, and you know, we come back often. We're only a plane ride away.
Are you glad? Like in the big picture, like is it this? Hey, look, this is a great move for my family, long term, like generations to come. It's different. You know, everything would be different now. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Professionally, you know, Linex Corporation has grown from when I started in 07 to where we are today. Tremendously, we are the market leader in protective coatings.
Yep.
And so it was a great move for me to, you know, to continue with the company and make that trip. Personally, family is, you know, in the South, it's, you know, there's a lot of benefits of being out away from the crowds, the hustle, the traffic of Southern California.
Just, you know, every great place in the world gets ruined by people, right? So look at like every great, full of natural resources, beautiful oceans and bodies of water and forests and all get ruined by people.
Yeah.
But in California, not only are we getting ruined by people, we're getting just killed by laws and legislation and this big push to. If you look at every world power throughout all of history, and this is geeking out a little bit, but every one of them, you'll notice one thing, that they all collapse from within. None of them were ever like toppled, like, hey, we are the mighty world power at our top, you know, top of our game, and somebody came in and just took it from us. It always had a breakdown in society that led to an implosion that led to a takeover, right?
Yeah.
So California, you know, is exactly there, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I see. We do see a lot of it, you know, on the news. And again, I've been removed for about 5 years. But, you know, and then we're not jumping into politics or hair or anything. But, you know, there's certain things that, you know, California is putting together that,
yep,
you know, I don't see in the South. So, you know, again, depends on, you know, your outlook on society. It's different, I could tell you
if
that.
If corporate Linex ever decides to create a position for a guy that doesn't really have much talent or I'm pretty uneducated, shoot me the link. I'd love to fill out a application.
I'll let you know. Definitely, I'll let you know. Yeah.
All right. So let's get back to it. So now you're in Huntsville, and you're working at the headquarters. Is it a big building or what is it out there?
Yeah. So we just moved into a new. So we moved in 2010. I brought the research in 2014. From there, we were in a decent sized building, corporate building, 10,000 square foot. 2 years ago, we moved into roughly about 17,000 square foot. And that's where, you know, we do most of our business, and we have a warehouse as well. So we're, you know, we have a lot going on, total wise. Now we're close to, with the warehouse next door, it's closer to, you know, 30,000 square foot, which has, you know, all the corporate, and then we have a corporate research and development facility, which we spent a great deal of money on in terms of
testing. Do you like going there and geek out and stuff?
Yeah, well.
The old chemist comes out on you and you just kind of.
great you say that, because I've got a great team now, and, you know, in the last couple of years, I've been a part of this executive team that has, you know, helped kind of pave what the future is, and so I've stepped away from the research side a little bit. So when I go in there, it's interesting that, you know, I've got, you know, directors that manage the day-to-day there, and they look at me sideways a little bit.
Are you the OG-er? You're like that old G guy, like, oh.
Yes.
This guy, man, look, chemistry's come so far from early 90s, dude. Yeah. Let's move on.
Exactly. Funny. There's equipment there that I used to use that is literally in the, we'll call it the museum.
The museum.
And I'll call them, you know, the younger generation. They've got automated, from titrators to viscometers. Again, not to get into the chemistry side, but yeah, it's come a long way, technology,
so
for sure.
Most people think, okay, cool, Linex bedliner / Linex, all your cool Jeep accessories, that kind of thing, and that's it. But really, Linex is this big deal. It's a huge corporation that's involved in so many things, right?
Oh, correct. Yeah. Linex, although we are known for the spray-on bedliner side of our business, we do have military customers. We do have we call them OEMs, who spray not necessarily automotive parts, but, widgets or, other types of products. At the production level, we're talking
and
robotics.
Just to get people, get them thinking, right? When you say like a military customer, that's not like just vehicles. That's like plates, body armor kind of stuff and all that too, right?
Correct. So one of our big accomplishments was after 9/11, Linex, our military division, it's called PAXCON, was asked to protect the Pentagon. So we were involved in spraying the wing of the Pentagon after 9/11 for blast mitigation. And so that was a pretty big win for us. And that paved the way into, not only the military, but, pretty much everyone understanding that the chemistry is not just for the back of a truck.
Right. Yeah, right.
So we do have military accounts for anti-spalling, which is to reduce fragmentation of ballistic rounds. And we do have customers like that.
That's cool, man. Yeah. So, a couple years back, I heard rumors of Linex figuring out the chemistry, so to speak, on spraying soft material and making it durable. Is that a real thing now?
When you ask, are you saying spraying a substrate that is soft?
Spraying something that's soft.
Okay. Yeah. We are working on programs now, not customer specific, but as an example, to replace your seat covering, for instance, right? People think the back of a truck has to be hard, scratch resistant. So myself and my team, we've developed chemistries that could be soft to the touch and actually be strong and tear resistant. And case in point, one of the customers is Under Armour shoes.
We're going to be in the dark in a minute, but don't worry about it. We'll just keep rolling
motion,
in
right?
the dark.
Yeah, so Under Armour has been a customer of ours for quite some time, and for that reason is that it is soft to the touch.
That's cool.
Yep.
That's super cool. So then, there go the lights. Yep. But that's all right. You got to get all the way over there to turn them back
this
on.
This is California.
So
to save energy.
Yeah, there you go. Save energy. Yep. That's good. So that's super interesting to me, like the idea of being, I assume it's not too far out, but the idea to be able to spray a jacket, so to speak, to have the same ballistic qualities of a plate would be super cool.
Definitely. So as our coating advances, so we align ourselves with strategic partners. So traditionally, you mentioned ballistic plates. Traditionally, those are made of very hard, heavy steel. Right. And there's, programs out there where we're looking at, there could be composite type plates now that are just as strong, but a fraction of the weight.
Yep.
And then you put our coating on it, then it becomes, that much better of a product.
Yeah. That's definitely really, especially now we're running in this AI direction so fast that they're talking about, really AI robot kind of thing, fighting our wars for us. So if that's the case, I'm not opposed to it, but you're going to want these things to be durable and tough, and they can't weigh 4 million pounds, So you see all these cool little, this is maybe just my head thinking, but, you see the cool robot advances that people make and, where they make I think they made a dog or something that could jump and run and all this other stuff. But imagine now packing that full of look, I don't want any calls from the feds, all right? I'm just hypothetically speaking. But imagine packing that dog full of explosives or something.
Right.
And running it into where it needs to go and gearing it up ballistically. Yep. That's a fairly inexpensive way to be really effective when it comes to military combat.
Yeah, correct. So, it's, if it needs protection, certainly Linex has the chemistry. And if we don't have the chemistry today, we have the ability to develop a coding for all needs.
That's cool, yep. man. Yep. And obviously, my analogies, I'm really trying to like dumb it down so I don't cause or get into any kind of, you know, thing like that. Yep. But yeah, it's really cool to see the advancement and what that stuff's used for. Like you said, it's all chemistry, which is super cool.
Yeah, I mean, from AI, like you mentioned, to what's the big thing now is 3D printing,
yep.
fast prototyping. These just technology is advancing so quickly in many sectors. And, you know, there's chemistry and coatings that are advancing as well. And sometimes that gets overlooked, but, you know, we're here to make sure that we're staying innovative and we are yep. providing our customers with the latest and greatest chemistries.
So I've been a Lion-X guy forever. I've had it. My first Jeep was 1993.
Great right? to hear.
And yeah. And ever since then, literally, I've Lion-X'd my vehicles, right? Not to the extent of what it is now, but it's always been like with the TJ, the model before the JK, which is what like the four doors and stuff that are out now. That's when like it really became popular to Lion-X the tub of your Jeep. And it built up strength, and it reduced noise, and kind of also worked as a barrier for heat and all this other stuff. So people were really getting into it. And then from there, you just think, whoa, cool, if I could do that, why can't I do my fenders? Why can't I do my bumpers? And it really just keeps, I mean, the durability and the toughness of it is great, but it also just keeps everything looking really good without too much hassle forever. You know, it's yeah. great. Yeah.
That's great you mentioned that. So you talk about, you know, the wear and tear of a product, but, you know, you're talking about vehicles that are made of metal that get exposed to salt water, that gets, yep. so Lion-X provides, you know, the utmost in protection, but also corrosion protection as
yeah,
well.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
you know, that is a big attribute to our material is that it does provide corrosion protection.
So
as well.
I just Lion-X my trailer at a Lion-X Huntington Beach. It's a franchise in Southern California, Huntington Beach. But it was important for me for that very reason that you just talked about, to Lion-X it all, seal it up basically for all of that corrosion. When you're driving through water, a lot of times when you build these trailers on these steel frames, the powder coat's going to break down and then it's going to rust. And then you're going to have to, it's just so much more work to have to repair that kind of stuff or just let it rust. Rusting looks horrible. Eventually it's bad for it, right? I mean, and it gets messy, and there's all kinds of reasons why you don't want to do that. But then also underneath the trailer, they do this moisture barrier stuff that's it's soft. So you go over anything, you tear it right out. So we went literally, the guy that did mine, he went literally from front to back, top to bottom, side to side. The whole thing is like this enclosed, really super cool, ready for battle little camper that I just love it. It's awesome.
Yeah, you're definitely taking it to the next level. You know, by providing a monolithic membrane, you're encapsulating every square inch of that. You know, you're repelling the elements.
Yep.
And so yeah, it'll be stay protected for life for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And it like, but then on my wife's, I'm just Lion-X-ing the fenders and the bumpers, right? She's not all fanatical like
for now.
I am. So for now.
For now, right?
She actually would probably go for it. You know, she really likes it.
That's
you
good.
Know,
That's great to hear.
But mine, honestly, probably. So I built my Jeep because I wanted to. So I built it exactly how I wanted it, how I saw it in my own vision and that kind of thing. But a byproduct of that is how outstanding it's been for the brand. It is a one of a kind, and it's been seen all over the world. And a big part of that is the Lion-X. And just that's something that it's just an awesome kind of an upgrade that you could do. Now you see them all the time, right? You see people Lion-Xing their whole rigs all the time. But when I did that, it wasn't quite as popular, right? So it's really been great for me. So if you do want to change the look of your vehicle, of your Jeep, or really any vehicle, I have a neighbor that he has a Toyota Tundra, and he liked mine so much. He sprayed the entire Tundra there, and it looks just as cool, right?
Good. Yeah.
So any vehicle, you could change the look and the durability of the paint and that kind of stuff by doing it. If you're any kind of off-roader, say goodbye to scratches, say goodbye to dings. You could still smash into something and ruin it, but shy of an accident, you're good forever. If you, it looks awesome, it looks super tough, super durable. It is super tough and durable. I'm telling you, man, Lion-X is the way to go for Anything I can Linux, I Linux.
Great to hear. And I have seen your Jeep here in person and also too on social media. And it is certainly, it's one of a kind. Glad to be a part of that build for sure.
Yeah, that's super cool. So Linux is hopefully, I'm hopefully moving in the direction of overland, I would think. Of like overlanding, off-road adventure lifestyle. I would say adventure lifestyle more than I would overlanding, just because it's not, so people throw around the word overlanding a lot because it's trendy and it's cool now, but overlanding really is like on the move, boom, boom, boom. So you start at one place, you go to the next place, you set up a base camp, you get up, you move forward again. It's not camping. It's not that kind of thing. So it's, I would say it's, I call it adventure lifestyle. And I see more and more content coming out of Linux supporting that adventure lifestyle. And hopefully there's more to come. Hopefully I can be a part of it. Hopefully, you know, we can do something for the movement, even together, because it's such a cool, healthy thing for people, as well as just a ton of fun. And it's challenging, it's rewarding, it's tons of laughs, great food, great people, the most beautiful backdrops you can imagine. It's no wonder everybody wants to be out there, right, when they finally get a little taste of it. Anyways, I do see Linux kind of going that way. When, you know, I follow him on social media and stuff like that, and it's cool. I don't know if you could talk about this, but I saw a gladiator on the, I think on the Instagram account. Is that corporate gladiator, or is that something else? Is that somebody's gladiator you guys did, or what?
Yeah, so the Gladiator has been a great vehicle that just was released by the Jeep brand. And so first and foremost, right, that it's a truck. So it has a truck bed. So we would spray a truck. And we've done a couple projects through the corporate and also through the franchise network. You're probably seeing some of those regionally through the franchise.
Yeah.
But corporate builds, you know, a little, you know, just... We are getting into that, you know, as we speak. So there's more to come on that.
Yeah, sure. Well, we're getting into the season.
Yes. So correct.
That's kind of cool.
Great looking truck, by the way.
You get to see a lot of cool. Oh, dude. So, so I get a lot of times like, hey, why don't you sell yours and get a Gladiator, right? Because mine's converted, but it's not a truck still. It's still on the Jeep platform, so it still has that mobility. The truck is still a truck. It is the most capable truck in the market, but it's still got that little bit longer wheelbase, a little bit, you know, that kind of thing. So I really like mine a lot. But as far as the truck goes, it's, I can't believe it took them so long to do it. You know?
Well, they do it right. You know, you got to do it right. You know, they're getting into that. They're continuing with that lifestyle of outdoor. Right. And so again, we're just glad to be a part of it, through the corporate side and also through the franchisees, you know. I see, again, following Instagram on some franchisees, and they're spraying, you know, some of the gladiators already, you know, individually.
That's cool.
Through the network, including, you know, Linux of Huntington Beach as well.
Yeah. We were talking earlier about FCA and how they really did some good things for the Jeep brand. Right. Mm-hmm. So earlier in, I look at, so again, maybe it's my own biased opinion, but I look at Linux as being very much as part of the industry as any other brand that's out there when it comes to modifying your rig setup, right? So I think it's, I mean, again, maybe because I'm in Southern California and it's kind of usually the cutting edge. It's usually the guys that are going over the top. It's usually all this other stuff, but Linux here is a super popular material to use on when you're building out your Jeep or any off-road rig, right?
Right. Yeah. No. It's been a basically the go-to, right, for protection, whether it's front bumpers, wheel wells, tubular projects. It's been good, but in terms of Linux itself, I mean, we're 550. Stores across the country. We're in 84 countries.
Cool, right?
Yeah, 84 countries.
Huge.
So you go anywhere around the globe today and you'll see that badge, that Linux badge. And, you know, we've, again, it's, we're big and we're continuing to evolve with these vehicles as well. Yeah.
So you're saying that you had a YJ.
Mm-hmm.
What year was it?
92. The last year of the inline six,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there you go. So that's cool. So what did you just sell it? Or?
Yeah, you know, that was, you know, you go through, you know, these stages in life, you know, pre-kids, yep. Right? So you have the big lifted truck, the dirt bikes, the Jeep, and then, you know, you figure out that sometimes you don't have time. This was well before this whole adventure,
yep.
Outdoor lifestyle kind of was coming around. So yeah, it ended up selling it, unfortunately.
So you've been here, you came out for a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been here for how long?
I've been here about a week now.
And so you're going back when?
I'm going back tomorrow, Sunday.
And what does your wife drive?
My wife drives an SUV.
Okay. Have you told her that you're selling it to get her a JL yet?
I have not. I'm probably going to have to get rid of my truck. Truck to upgrade, to switch over to the Jeep for
there
sure. She totes the kids around, and yep. So she wants fully covered. Comfortable ride.
Would you get a Gladiator or would you get a JL, like a traditional?
I would go traditional. You know, I think
two-door, four-door.
I'd go four-door, right? Because I do have kids, right? I do have kids. I would definitely go four-door, and you know, the amount of, again, aftermarket upfit accessories for it.
So many cool things out there.
It's great, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this. If you do it, I'll say when. When you do it. We recently started an off-road club through Venture of the Wild, and we right now we have a SoCal chapter, and we have Arizona chapter, and next month I'm going to kick off a Florida chapter, and then there's a couple other cities that really want me to go there, and one is Mississippi, Kansas City, Tennessee, a couple of those. Mm-hmm. You, my friend, should head up the VTW Expedition Team Alabama chapter.
Possibly.
We could join possibly. It with the Lion X, just like I do here in Southern California. And it would be a fun time for you.
You know,
would have some good times.
Spending the day with you here and, again, California. And I was joking earlier when we were talking about, to get to where I met you today to do this podcast, you know, it was a mile away from when I exited the freeway. And I counted over a dozen Jeeps, all different styles and flavors.
Crazy,
and it
right?
got me thinking, and we were talking at lunch, and who knows? I don't want to say for sure, but, you know, I'm an outdoor person, you know, again, growing up here in Southern California, my kids love being outside. The adventure lifestyle of being able to get to a destination and just, you know, sit around a campfire and talk and chat and be somewhat disconnected from technology these days. That's something
that's
that I think is big.
Important.
Yeah, I agree.
So you have kids now, and there's nothing better than the great adventure as a child. So you take those doors off and you take that top off, and you get those kids on a trail out there, and this is a memory that they will hold dear to their heart long after me and you are gone. And it's a phenomenal thing what Jeep has done for our culture and for really promoting the outdoor lifestyle and the healthy benefits from the not just benefits, the healthy benefits and the healthy memories and the engaged families and the great friendships and relationships all built around this one stupid vehicle that has become such an iconic part of our culture, right?
It is.
It's pretty rad.
It is an icon for sure. And it's funny that, you know, the more I'm sitting here talking and the longer this podcast goes, it's the closer I'm getting to
see?
Buying
that's
one.
What I'm talking
so
about.
I don't know. I don't
what
know if that's good or bad.
Get?
Yeah. Well, I go black.
There you go. Black.
Yeah. To keep, you know, that stealth. That
so
stealth
you
look,
have
that
VP
rugged.
Money, right? So, so you're above my pay grade, but you should get the black with all that dark camel brown interior with the black combo. Man, that is beautiful
all
stuff.
Right, we got to stop talking about
that's
that right now.
Stuff.
Stop talking about that right now. But no, you're right. Getting out there into the I guess the environment, the world, the elements outside, breathing the fresh air. You know, those are things that, you know, we as fathers or parents love to bring our kids out to. And you know, I'm in Alabama now. There's a lot of country, and you know, it's something
you fish?
Like I don't. I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't.
Do they
I don't fish
a lot in Alabama?
Yeah. So there's a lake there called Gunnersville Lake.
Okay.
And from what I understand from everybody else in the office, it's world renowned. They have tournaments and all that kind of stuff there. So, you know, no, I have not been there, but that's what everybody talks about.
Let's go out there and go fishing.
We can.
It'd be your first time.
Sure.
Right?
I mean, I've fished before. Okay. I just, right. It's not, you know, something I've gone out there and actively done recently.
I'm a big throwback guy. Right. So like I catch and release.
Oh, that's good. You know, yeah.
So,
for the sport.
Yeah. I've been on sport fishing boats with a bunch of drunk idiots where I've reeled in like a 30 pound halibut, unhooked it and tossed it back over where I thought I was going with it. Where everyone's just going to mutiny me. They are so ticked. But hey, you know what? That's what I do.
Yeah. Die hard.
Those I'm not here to, yeah. This, as long as I'm capable of like feeding myself and my family and going to the store and buying something, I'm not like against it all. Like if I needed to hunt and fish to feed my family, or, you know, I'm all for it. Mm-hmm. No problem with that at all. It's not a morality thing for me. Yeah. But I do think it's a responsible thing. So I'm not a sport hunter. I'm not a, like, I think big game hunting is ridiculous. I think that sport hunting is ridiculous. And I got a lot of outdoors guys. They're probably all cussing me out right now. But, or they will be when they hear this. I'm not a guy who just, I don't think you should kill just for the sake of sport. Mm-hmm. Period. I don't care what the species is, right? So, But with that being said, I love to fish.
Great.
As long as I throw them back, we're all good.
Yeah, let's try it out. Yeah, next time you're in the South, we'll try it out.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Get a little bass boat, hit on the lake. That sounds like a good time.
Could be, yeah.
There you go. Okay, so what we're going to do now is we're going to wrap this up. Mm-hmm. But before we do, I want to say thank you for sitting down and having a conversation and sharing like some insight on the whole Linex game and how that comes into play. I am going to be way more active with Linex as a company, mainly here in Huntington Beach, the Southern California area. We'll see where it goes from there. But, is there anything that you'd like to promote, say any of that stuff before we wrap this up?
Well, first off, Rob, you know, we love having you as a partner, right? For Linex. I've recognized, you know, your company as being, you know, at the top and in the forefront of this adventure living. And we like to align ourselves with that. And, you know, being here in Southern California for a week, I've seen more of that, and it's great. Again, no, I appreciate all the support you have for us, for sure.
Cool deal. So we are actually going to jump in together on a couple of events coming up. So that'll be a lot of fun. So we're going to do a lot more together, which is great. With that being said, I want you guys to check us out at www.venturethewild.com. I'll have this posted up here within the next few days. And you can also find us in the future in iTunes. You just look up Venture the Wild Podcast, and you can subscribe to us there if you'd like. Is there anything else you got coming up for Linex or anything like that?
For us, you know, you could follow us. It's linex.com. I'd like to thank Linex of Huntington Beach for hosting me here this week. But, you know, we are in the summer show season, so definitely come check us out at the SEMA show.
Yep.
That is going to be early November here this year. So great things to be seen at that show.
Perfect. All right, man. Thanks again for coming in, and we will talk soon. Everybody else, thanks for listening.